you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
Come on, Mrs. G, it's time to get started for the station. Let's go.
Joe, you'll be 2 hours early.
And the train will be 2 hours late. We're talking Amtrak.
Well, I don't want to miss it. I can't wait to see my Uncle Sal. The best years of my life have been at his gas station.
Don't tell me what I need. I know what I need, and what I don't need is a sandwich machine. Terry, tell your brother I got a coffee machine. That's good enough.
Terry, tell Pop this is 1982. Good enough isn't good enough anymore.
Terry, tell your brother people don't come in here to eat. They come in here to get gas.
You two are like old ladies. You've been fighting over that sandwich machine for an hour. Now listen up, you two. We're going to compromise.
Fine. No sandwiches.
But we'll add soup to the coffee machine.
I can live with that.
Well, I can't. The man doesn't know how to run a business.
Oh, hey, excuse me. What's 21 years at the same location next to two entire semesters of business college?
I'm in my third semester.
Well, can it? It's my birthday. And the next person that yells gets a wrench in the back of the head.
Oh, fine. Go ahead. Hit your father. He'll love that. I'll go into a coma and I'll die, and he'll tear down the garage and put up condos before my body's even cold.
What do you mean before your body's even cold? Take me months just to get the building permit.
Remember, when I go, bury me under repair bay number 2.
I thought you'd want to be buried next to Mom.
I do. We'll move her.
Pop, he just can't see the big picture. I'm talking economic expansion, product diversification, growth potential.
Don't worry, Bud. It'll happen. You'll make it happen. If Pop doesn't kill you first.
Hey, not the hair.
Hey, kid. Heads up.
Hey, Paulie. You were supposed to help your sister this morning. Where were you?
Am I late?
Yeah, you're late. Where were you?
Pop, what do you get so uptight about?
Do you always have to answer a question with a question?
Did I do that?
Now stop kidding around.
Are you talking to me?
Paulie, I cut that out.
Here, let me get that.
Everything go okay this morning?
Yeah, fine.
What do you mean, fine? Are they gonna suspend you from school?
Only if I get caught again.
Why do you get into food fights all the time?
I don't all the time. Only when we have chow mein. The way that stuff hits the wall, then kind of hangs there for a minute, and slowly slides down to the floor. It's poetry.
Hey, who do you have to know to get an oil change around here?
Hey!
How you doing? Hey there.
Hey, come
Uncle
here.
Uncle Sal, how you doing?
You look great.
She looks better than great. She looks beautiful.
You got the Polnicek smile, just like their mother. May she rest in peace. Oh, that's where I put them fan belts.
Hey, I'm glad you made it.
Hey, are you kidding? Nothing could keep me away from a Largo birthday dinner. Hey, you're gonna make the usual, right? Linguine and Polnicek sauce?
No offense, Joe, but it's Largo sauce.
Yeah, it's Pop's specialty.
Well, not really. It's just something I throw together over a period of 4 days.
That recipe's been in the family for generations. Yeah, I'm telling you, Pop, if you bottled it and sold it, you could be another Mama Celeste.
Fine. I'll put it in the machine next to the sandwiches.
Hey, and later we're gonna go bowling like usual, right?
Yeah, like usual.
What's the matter with usual?
Oh, come on, Terry. Wouldn't you rather have a party with balloons and music and someone else besides us? What for? Around here, birthdays are for family. She's 14 years old. Most girls her age do more after school than work in a gas station and play basketball. It's time she started to socialize.
What do you mean, socialize?
I mean socialize.
You mean date?
That's not what he meant. That's not what you meant.
No. Not exactly.
Terry with the date?
What's so funny?
Ah, come on. Can you picture some guy making fish faces at you?
So eat worms.
Hey, don't tease your sister.
I can have a date if I want to.
Of course you can have a date. When I say it's time. It's not time yet.
Joel, will you get me another can of oil?
Sure.
30 weight.
Hey, Paulie, you made out like a bandit last night.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, kid. I thought you were your brother. Boy, did I make out like a bandit last night.
Well, you know what they say. For a good time, call Dolores.
There you go.
Oh, Tony, this is my cousin Joe Polnicek. Joe, Tony Valente.
How you doing?
Hello, very nice to meet you.
Tony's got a one-handed layup. That's a real beauty.
No kidding.
Hey, Polly!
Hey, Tony.
Hey, you know, you and Terry should start wearing name tags. It's getting so I can't tell you guys apart.
What do you need, glasses? You could tell us apart.
I'm taller.
Hey, Tony the Tiger.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Lago?
Yo, Tom.
Hi, bud.
How you making out?
Like a bandit.
Hey, look, Paulie. I'll pick you up after dinner and we'll go check out that new chick over at McDonald's. And she deserves a break today.
You know if she's working tomorrow? It's my sister's birthday and we're having our big special dinner tonight.
Hey, that means linguine and lago sauce? Like I got dibs on the leftovers.
Sure, no problem.
If there are leftovers.
Hey, what are you talking about? I made enough for an army.
Well, yeah, but Joe's here. Of course you could... Oh, never mind.
Never mind what?
I thought maybe Tony could come for dinner. But he can't.
Why not?
Paulie, please. Birthday dinners are for family.
Hey, what are you saying? He's my best friend.
Yeah, and Paulie's best friend is family.
Terry, you don't want to make him feel unwelcome in our home. Be gracious.
Okay, you guys, if you want Tony to come for dinner and he wants to, I guess it's no big deal.
Hey, thanks, Terry.
Oh, don't thank me. It was their idea.
Bathroom's free.
Joe, come here. Quick. I want to show you something. Now, don't laugh.
Yeah?
It's a dress.
So?
I bought it to wear to a dance at school, only I never did.
Why not?
I went bowling with the guys instead. Actually, I had a good night. I broke 220. The only difference between us is Paulie's taller. Well, I'll show them. They've never seen Paulie in one of these.
Can I ask you a question?
I guess.
Does this have anything to do with that dinner guest you got them to force you to invite?
What do you mean?
It was brilliant the way you did that. He's real cute.
Tony? He's not cute. He is gorgeous. You gotta help me.
How?
I bought all this stuff, but I don't know how it works.
Well, what do I know about makeup? I just brush my teeth and go.
No, I don't need much. Just enough that Tony will notice and Pop won't.
This is way out of my league. You need an expert. Someone who spends 24 hours a day looking at herself in the mirror.
Hello?
It's me. I've got an emergency.
Good heavens, you're in jail.
Don't kid around, Blair. We're desperate. There's a face here that needs your help.
Okay, what shape is her face?
It's face-shaped.
Does it look like a heart or an egg?
I think it looks like an apple.
Macintosh or delicious?
Blair, hold on a second. Are you sure you want to do this?
I've got to.
I don't know if they're ready to see you come downstairs looking...
Looking like a girl? Well, they'd better be. 'Cause ready or not, here I come.
What's wrong with this table? Something's missing.
Paulie, there are no forks.
Good. I was right. Something is missing.
I don't believe it. No forks. Forks go on the left. How many years have you been eating?
This isn't my job. Terry's the one that sets the table. I clean up the living room.
Once you cleaned up the living room. In 1979.
I'm a perfectionist, right? If I can't do it right, then I don't want to do it at all.
That's a crock. Because you're just a lazy, good-for-nothing.
Hey, I don't want to hear any angry voices.
Pop, he started it.
We're going to behave. Tonight, it's your sister's birthday. Now, behave yourself. Don't fight. Hey, Tony, come on in, kid. Hey, you smell like $1 million. This kid, he's always ready for action. Take yourself at home. Not you, Paulie. We gotta get the food on the table. Come on, call the girls down for dinner.
Terry, Joe, dinner!
I could have done that. Get in there.
Come on.
Hi, Tony.
Look at you.
What's the matter with me?
I never knew you could look so good.
Okay, soup's on. Come on, everybody. Let's come to the table.
You're wearing a dress.
You noticed.
Terry, why are you wearing a dress?
Well, she looks terrific. Tell her she looks terrific.
She does. You do?
I think she looks dynamite.
Who asked you? Let's see.
Okay, everybody. Terry, you sit here next to me. Bud, you sit next to your sister. And then Joe, Paulie, Tony, here.
Hey, Bud, you know, I'd really like to sit next to Tony. Why don't you switch seats with him?
That's what I like. A woman who sees what she wants and goes after it. Tony, over here.
Hey, Pop, that's not what you said.
It's okay. Same difference. Come on, Pop, the linguine's getting cold.
Boy, am I lucky. I get to sit next to the gorgeous birthday girl.
Sweetest things.
So, Tony, how you doing?
Not so good, bud. I got a week back.
Oh, really? When did that happen?
About a week back.
That's so cute. A week back.
What kind of noise is that? Like a sick hyena.
Salad? I'll do that.
No, no. Ladies first.
Who are you calling a lady?
In your ear, bud. He's being gracious.
Can I offer you a can of soda?
Bud, pass a soda.
Tony, could you open this for me?
Sure.
What's the matter? You jam a finger?
I'm just not strong enough to open these things.
Are you kidding? You can rip that off with your teeth.
No, I don't do that anymore. I
don't. What do you mean? You did a whole six-pack last night.
All right, come on, everybody. Come on, eat.
Uncle Sal, this is great.
Looks terrific, Mr. Longo. Don't I get any?
Oh, gee, Tony, did I forget you? I'm sorry.
Oh,
plenty.
Wait, let me give you another meatball.
He's got enough meatballs.
Hey, Tony, guess what we're doing after dinner? We're all going to Bowl-O-Rama.
Yeah? Hey, you want me to give you a ride over there on the back of my motorcycle?
Oh, that'd be great.
You can't ride a motorcycle in a dress.
So I'll take it off.
I'm okay. Just went down the wrong way. Get me a drink of water. Joe, go help your cousin. Tell her I want the water cold. Let the tap run 5 or 10 minutes.
You all right, Mr. Longo?
Get out of my house.
What did I do?
What did you do? Where do you get off talking to my sister like that?
What did I say?
You told her to take off her dress.
I did not.
But you will.
You guys are crazy.
Crazy like a fox. We know what you're after.
If you guys think you're having a private conversation, you're wrong.
Tony, let's me and you go outside and look at your bike. Now.
Sounds good.
You guys have gone crazy.
You're the one that's acting weird, coming down all dressed up and making cow eyes at Tony.
I was not. And so what if I was?
Terry, nice girls don't throw themselves at guys. I mean, the next thing we know, you're going to be inviting men over for Harvey's Bristol Cream.
Look who's talking. The Warren Beatty of Weehawken. You're the one who didn't come home 3 nights last
That's
week.
That's different.
How? I'll bet at least one of those girls was somebody's sister.
This is not the time for a philosophical discussion. We're in for a lot of trouble.
Terry, honey, listen to me. When your mama died, people said to me, Sal, they said, you can't raise an 8-year-old girl by yourself. But I think I did a pretty good job. Of course, up to now, it's been pretty easy. You and your brothers had the same toys and the same clothes and the same problems. But now, if things are going to change, things are going to change.
I don't know why she can't leave well enough alone.
Because when things change, they don't stay the same.
I just want to do what other 14-year-old girls are doing.
If she means that, we really are in trouble.
What's so terrible about me wanting to be a girl?
Nothing, sweetheart. Nothing at all.
Okay, then you're not playing basketball with me anymore.
Why not?
Because girls don't play basketball.
They do, too.
Not with me, they don't.
That's stupid.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. I understand what Polly's saying. We don't want it to get hurt. Terry, honey, I think you should drop metal shop at school. All those drills and machines, you could lose a hand. Yeah, what you should do is take home ec.
Why?
Then you'll be learning how to cook. And Terry, honey, I don't think that I want you to work in a gas station anymore.
Why?
Because girls don't pump gas. Besides, you'll be too busy to work.
Why?
You'll be at home making dinner.
Well, that's not fair. If Terry's gonna be a woman of the 80s, she should be able to work in the gas station and make dinner.
Thanks a lot, bud.
We're not gonna talk about this anymore. We'll talk about it later. We're gonna watch TV now.
Terry, you can clear the table.
So how's it going in here? Any casualties?
Just one, the new me. I really made a fool of myself tonight. I did everything wrong.
Not everything.
I'm never gonna get this right.
Yeah, you will. If you just be yourself.
But I gotta figure out who that is. And they're not making this any easier for me.
Look, kid, my money's on you. You've always had the determination of a goat.
So what happened to Tony?
He said he was gonna pick up something at McDonald's.
Forget Tony. I told you I don't want you messing around with him.
I'll get it.
I'm not messing around with anybody.
I know you're not.
You better not.
This has nothing to do with messing around. I'm just trying to be myself. It doesn't have to be such a big deal, does it?
No, it's not a big
deal. Come on over.
Let's watch TV.
Hey, Terry. It's for you.
Oh, yeah?
Don't rush. He'll wait.